Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Here it is, Monday, July number 30 in the year of our Lord 2018. Glad that you are here listening on board as I broadcast live from the Bunker Eye studio located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire. Yes, indeed, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. You know, I get people asking me all the time, why do you live in New Hampshire? Well, I think the state motto alone is enough to tell you why. But there are a number of reasons. One, I could just spot off the... I could be the spokesperson for New Hampshire, but the problem is that I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want more people to move here. Well, you know what they say, the fastest way to kill paradise is to have everybody move there. Well, that's true. New Hampshire is currently my little piece of paradise on this planet. A number of different reasons. Where I live is I'm an hour away from getting away from it all into the mountains, or an hour away from going to wonderful world-class beaches. Even though the water is usually frigid, the beaches are still beautiful. New Hampshire beaches I stay away from during the tourist season. It's Hampton Beach is a nightmare. For me, anyway. I mean, there's a lot of people that love it this time of year, and that's good for them. I don't. I don't like, it taking an hour to move a mile in New Hampshire. If I wanted to do that, I'd live in Boston or New York City or someplace. But that, nope, so I avoid that, and I go to the more quiet main beaches. Not all of them are quiet. I mean, Long Sands Beach is pretty much like Hampton Beach. It's just inundated with tourists, and that's fine. There are other more quiet places that I can go that, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but Short Sands Beach, which is just north of Long Sands, is usually a lot more quiet than Long Sands, and it's a nice beach. But the water is really cold. And, of course, you can always go up to, Algonquin is kind of busy, too. But it's not as bad as Hampton or Long Sands. And if you go too much farther than that north, it's just not really beaches anymore. It's pretty rocky stuff. Rocky, what you see in pictures, Maine coast being very rocky. But there are hidden gems in Massachusetts, like Horseheads Beach. On the southern shore of Massachusetts is very, very quiet, but it takes longer than an hour to get there, which is why I don't. But other beaches, like Revere, and the city beaches, basically like Revere Beach and beaches near, close to Boston proper, they're easily crowded, or you're afraid to go in the water. To tell you the truth, honestly, not kidding. And it has nothing to do with sharks. Of course, you could go to the Cape. Most beaches on the Cape are usually not inundated with tourists, but it just takes forever to get there because of the traffic is so terrible. Not to mention, it could take anywhere from 3 to 5 hours to get to places on the Cape during tourist season. It's just the traffic is ridiculous and it takes too long. And it takes about 2 hours to get to Horseheads Beach. Again, it's quiet. People don't know. I'm not even going to tell you where it is. But it's nice to go to. It's usually not very crowded, which is a surprise. But there you have it. So, you know, I mean, I'm close to a lot of stuff. I can go if I want city nightlife or day life or museums and all that kind of stuff. I got Boston. I'm actually closer to New York City now than when I lived in Syracuse, New York. So that's although I don't go to New York all that often, I've been to New York more since I've been here in New Hampshire than when I lived in New York. I've been to the Big Apple. So it's my little, and you know, for as bad as it is, Boston's Logan International Airport, as bad as it is, it's still relatively easy and not all that expensive to get a flight to go many different places. As a matter of fact, sometimes because of its location, you get to go to some pretty nice places for real cheap, like to Iceland and France and England. Now, I haven't been to England yet, but there have been some good deals. I've noticed, if you want to go to Ireland, some really good deals. You want to go to? I mean, I've seen airfares as low as $69 one way to go to Iceland. So for less than $200, you can get a flight to Iceland. That's insane. Insanely low. But those are the kind of deals that you can get out of here. Now other places they have. You know, if you live in Florida, they probably have great deals to get you down to the Virgin Islands and Bahamas and things like that. That would be equivalent of me going to Iceland or something. But every place in the country has its wonderful little, you know, paradise type of situations, if that's what you want in that particular area. And the greatest part about being a human being alive in the United States today is I have the ability and the freedom to choose where I want to live. And even better, with today's technology, I have more options than ever before. Usually, you know, unless you were a craftsman or in mail order, you had to go where there was a job. That's also the problem with a lot of places that are like paradise. Vermont is experiencing this right now because people can work via the internet. Either they can work for another company or work for themselves via the internet, and that is getting them a lot of people that especially come up from the tri-state area of Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey that are bringing their BS, liberal, leftist thoughts and giving strength to Bernie Sanders to Vermont. Even though Vermonters in general, pretty much like New Hampshireites, they want to be left alone. And that's not happening. And there is a slight backlash happening in Vermont over this, by the way. How far that will go, I don't know at this particular point. But there are a number of people that have a number of different organizations in Vermont that are right-leaning. And they're starting to be, they were pretty much like California. Vermont was a lot like California at one point. It was just ultra-left. But that seems to be changing. If Bernie Sanders were not so old, if he were younger running for office, he might find himself in some trouble getting reelected in his next couple of reelection bids. Not saying that he'd lose, because Ted Kennedy didn't lose in Massachusetts, but he would find that his popularity is not as great as it once was. Because there is a backlash. There is a backlash all over the country that has grown and is continuing to grow, and it has a lot to do with people realizing that they can affect their government by electing somebody that they want, namely in the form of Donald Trump. If anything that Donald Trump has ever done, even if he was unable to get the swamp to go along with much of his agenda, and they really haven't, by the way. But even if he was half as successful as he is now, but he still dutifully daily tried to fulfill all his promises that he made on the campaign trail. People recognize that, and they're now believing in their government again. they're believing in that they can affect their government in a positive way. Now, this whole thing that leftists think that they're the big voice out there, they're not. They're the big mouths. You know, they're screaming the loudest, but they're turning off a lot of people. I mean, this walkaway movement, the reason why the walkaway, hashtag walkaway movement is so big right now, and it is a lot bigger than the leftist media want you to believe that it is. It is true. This whole notion that they think that Donald Trump could be, you know, rebutted in November and lose in 2020, it is all wishful thinking. I mean, there's a piece in the New York Times that talks about, you know, it is imagining Donald Trump losing in 2020. The problem is that he's basing it on a lie. Donald Trump's, his numbers historically low. He's never approached 50% in popularity and approval rate. Well, that's a lie. That's a fantasy because he's already in some polls, he's already surpassed the 50% mark. And every time a poll comes out, even these ultra-leftist polls like from Gallup and NBC and CNN, to their chagrin, he is approaching their 50% mark. He's over 40. I haven't seen a poll in the past 2 months where Donald Trump is below 45% approval. I don't know about you, but that's pretty damn close to 50. Honestly. So do not be discouraged out there, because there is a backlash that is happening. People are not backing down from their belief that Donald Trump is a good president. They're not backing down from the fact that they think that they can now affect government policy by who they elect, even on local levels. Even in California, there are little bits of, shall we say, revolution occurring. Now, the massive state and swamp of California is trying to pound that back into the sand, but they can't do it. And the more that they try to prevent it from happening, the more people come on board and say, well, you know what? We're not going to put up with this. It's not up to you to decide. We're supposed to be able to decide how we want to live. Not you, swamp monsters. Not you. You're supposed to be doing our will. And when Californians, vast number of them, far more than they thought that they could originally get, decide, well, maybe it's a good idea if we at least put it on the ballot and discuss breaking up California. And the only way that they were able to stop it this time is to have the California Supreme Court put a hold on it. That's the only way. But even that will not last forever. And as a matter of fact, the California Supreme Court, there was another poll out there that saw a jump in support for this because the California Supreme Court put a kibosh on it. Again, thwarting the will of the people. And even some people on the left are saying, well, that's enough. You know, every time we vote on something and we want it to go one way, if it doesn't go the leftist way, the California Supreme Court says, no, can't do it. They're tired of that. And the proof of this is this so-called blue wave that has never taken place. Democrats are having a very difficult time winning seats anywhere. And when they get that rare win or that even rarer flip from Republican to Democrat, oh, that's all you hear about. But it's only like 1 in 10. They're not really gaining anything. On a net level across the country, Democrats are still losing seats. They're still losing power. They're not gaining. I know if you watch CNN or MSNBC or any of the other three major networks or read the New York Times or LA Times or the Chicago newspapers or Miami Herald, what have you, all you're seeing is, well, there's a blue wave coming. Blue wave, look, this person just won. But they never really give you the details. Even the wins are not really a win. when you're looking in some of these county races in some places, you know, where they normally spend less than $10, all candidates combined spend less than $10,000. And then you look at this race, this particular race that the Democrats claimed that they won, and they spent $100,000 on that candidate alone. They're trying to buy elections. They don't have that kind of money. As much money as George Soros may have, he still has limited funds. And this is a very big country. So don't be discouraged. Indeed, all this action and this activity by the left should embolden you, because you're making a dent. You are making progress. As slow as it may seem, it is actually pretty rapid. And people are starting to see, well, you know what? We could go even farther, even faster, if we had more people in D.C. that believed what Donald Trump believed. And the majority of Americans believe what Donald Trump believes. Now they just have to get out and vote and make sure that and run people that believe what Donald Trump believes. And you're going to see a lot more greatness reappearing in America again. If you think it's good now, start electing people at the local and state level that agree with Donald Trump and see how good it can get. I mean, you're going to think no matter where you live, except maybe in California, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Illinois, that you're living in a paradise. Those states I just mentioned are losing population because, on a net basis, because people evidently think that they're living in a hellhole. Oh, no, I take that back. Not a hellhole. A shithole. Illinois alone. What is Illinois has lost so many people. Now they're no longer, what? They used to be the fifth most populous state. Now they're the sixth. In falling. California is still our most populous state, but it's lost over a million people net in the past decade. So how are they going to be able to afford to do everything they want to do in California on the leftist side if they keep losing population? Fewer people there who are working, who are paying into the tax system. Hey, if there's one thing that's going to kill the continued rise of real estate prices out there. California is about to be the poster child of how to devastate a real estate market. Folks, there are major companies out there that are looking and spreading their business headquarters. What Google is looking for, an East Coast headquarters? Do you know what happens? What is a headquarters? The main place, right? Where all the people who run the thing, whatever it is, and all the brainiacs are, right? Yeah, that's what the headquarters. If you split it, what does that tell people? Well, for some people, it doesn't tell them anything. But for those who are smart enough to understand, it means if you set up another headquarters somewhere, it makes it real easy and real cheap to move everything. You know, it's a big undertaking to just say, okay, we're just going to build a whole new campus or building in another state someplace versus, well, we're going to start out doing it this way because, you know, small and keep adding and adding and adding because that's easier. And believe it or not, sometimes it's more cost effective than a bunch of smaller moves can be more cost effective and less disruptive than one giant move. Companies are not stupid. They're looking for alternative headquarters outside of California and New York. That alone should warn those two states about. But no, they're leftists. You can't tell them anything. You really can't. doesn't matter. But in any case, I got this story here. Wisconsin. Now, people in Wisconsin are probably scratching their heads and wondering what the hell is going on, but Wisconsin has been ordered to pay for gender reassignment surgeries. A federal judge has ordered Wisconsin, the state, to pay for the gender reassignment surgery for two transgender Medicaid recipients. Medicaid. Cody Flack, who's 30, and Sarah Ann McKenzie, who's 41. Not old people. Filed a lawsuit back in April of this year saying a state rule denying coverage for surgeries to treat gender dysphoria violates the Affordable Care Act and their right to equal protection. This is also why the ACA or Obamacare needs to be repealed in toto. Can you imagine? I mean, this is not a real medical issue unless the person has a true medical condition, which is extremely rare, where a person can be born or is born with both sexual organs. I mean, they might be a male on the outside, but literally a female on the inside, physiologically speaking, or vice versa. In which case, there is a medical, true medical need. When it comes to this so-called gender dysphoria, that's a mental disorder, not a physical one. And the treatment for gender dysphoria, evidently the only treatment, is to allow the person to become the gender they believe they are, instead of treating them for that disorder and saying, you're a man. You're not really a woman. You're never going to be a woman. No matter what we do. You know, this whole, you don't want to spend money to put a pacemaker, you know, in an 80-year-old, but because, well, you know, hey, cost is, you know, not too many years left. It doesn't make any medical or financial sense. And they can't be cured or healed anyway. They're still going to die. Well, if they can't be cured or healed, why are we wasting money on this so-called gender dysphoria? They're still going to be the gender that their DNA says that they were born with. They're not going to be the opposite sex no matter how much surgery they have. Why would you force a state to pay for it?
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eggles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanshade brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanshade gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15. $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face and sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
now we have come to the point in this program, and that point is the point of today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, July number 30, are thus. Now, as I mentioned earlier at the start of this program, I talked about public education, public school, you know, either middle school, high school, and institutes of higher learning, most of which are in the hands, fully in the hands, or at least majority in the hands of leftists. And they have been for decades now. Now, with that, keep in mind that you have one of today's holidays is in need of this holiday in order to foment stuff that most people claim that they don't like. That is, today is National Support Public Education Day. The reality is that public schools, do you know where public schools are gaining most of their students? Immigrants, both legal and illegal. Now this is a side note. You want to know why leftists and Democrats want unfettered immigration? Yeah, it's for votes. And it's for indoctrination. Because Americans are pulling their kids in record numbers out of public schools and placing them in private parochial schools or homeschooling. The homeschooling industry is booming in this country right now. As a matter of fact, there are some states that are so scared of homeschooling that they have been trying to make homeschooling either illegal or very difficult. In some states, in some cases where the courts say you can't do that, you can't make homeschooling illegal, they're trying to say that parents will have to teach a qualified and public school approved curriculum. And in a number of communities across the country, those fights are now starting to rage in courtrooms. They're trying to say, well, you know, you might as well send your kid to the public school if we're going to force you to have the same public school indoctrination education at home as they would get here. But in any case, even that won't work. It won't work. His parents aren't stupid. You know, you tell a kid that he's got to learn this, and the parents will, okay, well, we got to learn this, so you got to have it on your, because you're going to be tested on this. But here's the truth behind it. They're still going to be able to tell the kids the truth. So it is National Support Public Education Day. And again, you wouldn't have such a holiday if everybody loved public education, which they don't. Moving on, today is also Father-in-Law Day, not Mother-in-Law Day. I think that's earlier in the year. I think there's a Mother-in-Law Day. Is that in May or is that in April? I think it's earlier in the year. It's a day to love your father-in-law. Because evidently father-in-laws are not as hated as mother-in-laws. That's the running joke, right? I love my mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law. That kind of thing? Yeah. You don't get those kind of jokes about father-in-laws. Just saying. So it's Father-in-Law Day today. It's also International Day of Friendship. Why do we need so many? This is like at least the third holiday based on friendship that I can recall this year. Are friendships in danger? Do we need to, you know, have holidays based on celebrating friendship? You should be celebrating your friendship on a daily basis. But anyway, it is International Day of Friendship. It is what it is. Here's a good one, though. It is National Cheesecake Day. I can eat this holiday up. Yeah, I love me some good, old-fashioned, heavy, New York-style cheesecake. Yeah, don't give me that fluffy stuff. That's not cheesecake. Cheesecake has got to be dense. It's got to be creamy, because that's delicious. I know it's 1,000 calories, but... You know, every once in a while, you can have a cheesecake for dessert. You know, and putting, not just plain either, you know, it's got to have a wonderful, flavorful topping, like strawberries or blueberries or cherries, even chocolate, sauce on top, cheese, delicious stuff. Now, you celebrate today, obviously, by eating some cheesecake. It is also National Whistleblower Appreciation Day. Now, this is a day that is loved and hated and loved to be hated. We've had a number of whistleblowers that have done some good, some whistleblowers that have gone too far and done some damage. You know all the names. But it is National Whistleblower Appreciation Day, also known as National Whistleblower Day. It is also Paperback Book Day. I did not realize that millennials still read books, but it is Paperback Book Day. And you celebrate by picking up a paper. Go out and buy a new one. Buy a new paperback. Now, forget the hardcover, just the paperback. I know hardcovers are better in your personal library at home on your bookshelf. They stand better. They last longer. The pages don't get as wrinkled as in paperbacks, and the covers don't warp like in paper. But paperbacks can be fun, and they're a lot cheaper than usually they're a lot cheaper than hardback or hardcover books. So get a paper. You just go to the grocery store, and just for a lark, especially if you're a guy, just for a lark, buy one of those stupid pulp fiction romance novels. See, and watch the reaction of the checkout person, the cashier. What do they call them? Money exchange engineers now? Financial exchange engineers? I don't know. They're not just called cashiers anymore. I think they're an engineer too. Just think about it. You know, you're the cashier at the grocery store. You're not a cashier anymore. You're a financial exchange engineer. I think I did see that term used once for a cashier. But there you go. Do we have Financial Exchange Engineers Day? I don't know. I'll have to check. And it is also a good summer holiday, World Snorkeling Day. Yes, that's where you go diving underwater without the use of scuba gear. They actually have snorkeling certifications. Did you know that? People actually have to be taught how to snorkel. I didn't know that. I can understand having it to be certified as a scuba diver, but for snorkeling, you used to do that as a kid. But anyway, there are some places that if you go on vacation, if you want to go snorkeling, you actually have to go through a snorkeling class. But in any case, do it anyway. It's fun, and you get to see a lot of stuff underwater, and you're not really damaging the environment because you can only hold your breath for so long, so you can't really have time to do any ecological damage, I suppose. But it is World Snorkeling Day, so those are your holidays for today, July number 30. Now, especially in the case of the cheesecake, please go out and celebrate responsibly. From out in California, folks, this is one of those news stories. Well, it happened last week, and I didn't get to it, and I should have gotten to it sooner. But it is one of the most dangerous stories that nobody is talking about. A federal judge last Tuesday lifted his controversial order requiring the Los Angeles Times to remove information in an article about a former Glendale police detective accused of working with the Mexican mafia. The headline is from MSN News. A judge-less controversial order requiring the LA Times to alter article about ex-Glendale, California cop. U.S. District Judge John F. Walter had issued the order Saturday after the LA Times published information on its website. Now, this Saturday, meaning not this previous Saturday, but before. Ordered the Times to that published information on its website about a plea agreement between prosecutors and a former detective. The agreement had been sealed by the court but was placed in a court database of documents accessible to the public. So, in other words, the judge was throwing out the First Amendment and then tried to basically seal the order that he was violating the First Amendment. I'm not kidding you, folks. Hearing last week, last week, last Tuesday morning, Judge Walter said he was initially unsure whether the newspaper had legally obtained access to the agreement, but after conducting an investigation, concluded the document was posted on the court's database as a result of a clerical error. So wait. It doesn't really matter how the LA Times got the information. But to even think before you check that they should not have it and therefore could not legally publish it, it's not a secret, folks. It's not a secret of national defense. This was a court case, a legal case involving a police detective. Now, you could say that maybe the LA Times, maybe this detective was working undercover and they blew the cover of the cop. I get that. There is some responsibility on journalists' part to make sure that the information that they have is not going to put pertinent people's lives in danger by publishing. But that does not appear to be the case. And so a judge, in his own wisdom, a leftist judge out there in California, in his own wisdom, has decided to set aside the First Amendment and issue an order that would force the LA Times to alter, change, or remove information in a story. That is the same thing of state-sponsored propaganda enforcing a private entity, in this case, the LA Times. And let's face it, the LA Times is not exactly a conservative ragmag. It would prevent them from actually telling the people the truth. Now, you've got to ask yourself, if you've got a judge doing this out in California, how much of the information that we're getting via our so-called news media is being altered by our government? Kind of makes you think, does it not? Now, he said he acted out of concern for the former detective's safety. I'm concerned about somebody's life, and if I err, I'm going to err on the side of protecting this defendant. No, you don't. It is true that we, the people, don't need to know everything that goes on everywhere. But even in such cases like that, when it comes to criminal cases, and this evidently was a criminal case against this detective, you do not err on the side of protecting the potential criminal. This is one of the things that a lot of people have had problems with when it comes to, you know, again, bringing us back to my earlier topic involving rape victims. Not publishing their names. And in some cases, keeping their names even out of court documents. Well, there have been a lot of arguments that say that has led to people accusing others of rape free willy-nilly style. And there is some evidence that that has happened. And I'm not saying that everybody who says that they've been raped is lying about it. But we do know that there have been too many cases where that has been the case. Anybody remember those college students, those boys that were accused and then come to find out that, was it Duke University? Anybody remember that? All those boys' lives were ruined. And then the accuser later admitted herself that she lied. And her punishment was nowhere near as severe as those boys' punishment would have been. There have been cases where people were actually convicted of rape, only later to have those convictions overturned when evidence and or the victim recanted. This is serious stuff. And we say we want to hide the names of these people out of their safety, out of fear for their safety. That is a concern. But telling the truth is more paramount. And you cannot just decide as a judge that you're going to decide as a judge sitting in your judge's chair that you're going to set aside the First Amendment because of your own personal fears, your feelings about something. The judge continued, I've always been a strong proponent of the First Amendment and believe in public access to this courtroom. Bullshit. Because if that were true, you would not have issued the order that you issued. You would have at least let the investigation take its course before you issued this order. Now, the Times did comply with Walter's order, but challenged it. The newspaper also sought review last week in the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Good. I'm not a huge Los Angeles Times fan, but I will always stand on the First Amendment for anybody to be able to tell the truth. Not to tell lies, not to tell falsehoods, but to tell the absolute, unbiased, factual truth. And that should never be hidden. Not in these kinds of cases, when it does not involve national security. How Trump, finally today, here's a story out of the New York Times. Now, this is simply because we have all these people. Over the weekend, there was, a little rumble over there in California surrounding the Walk of Fame, specifically one particular star that was devastated and destroyed. There was a brawl, evidently, at around Trump's former star on the Walk of Fame, now known to many of us on the right of center as the Walk of Shame. I don't know how many people have a star on the Walk of Fame that you would disagree with their personal or political views, but does anybody go around destroying them? No, we don't. Do we deface them? No, we don't. Who gets their star destroyed and defaced? Well, Donald Trump. Why? Because people feel that he shouldn't be honored. In this particular case, they're, believe it or not, the police arrested an anti-Trumper for violence. Well, that's because usually speaking, when there is a clash between pro and anti-Trump demonstrators, usually it is the anti-Trump demonstrators that start the violence. Well, they shouted. Who cares? They're words. You can agree or you can disagree. You can agree to disagree if you want to. But if simply somebody supporting and shouting their support for Donald Trump is enough to incite you, you've got a major mental problem. Or the fact is that you are so incensed by the truth. And we know who gets incensed by the truth, religiously speaking. Well, that's Satan himself. So you people, you've got to have some evil in your heart. If you think that this is the way you handle your life and you handle disagreements, when people, you can't get people to disagree, you can't get people to agree with you. And let me, you know, I've said this numerous times. The problem with you leftists and why you can't get people to agree with you is because you have no facts to back your argument or your belief. It's all based on your feelings. That's not going to persuade most people. As a matter of fact, having no facts whatsoever to back up your argument is the reason for the hashtag walk away. Because people are realizing, wait, there are no facts to back up your argument. This is unreasonable. You don't behave this way. The facts are actually the opposite of what you say you believe. And people are figuring this out finally. That's the truth. And sure, well, I mean, there was also, last week there was also a demonstration, leftist demonstration against ICE. And again, what happened to the area once the demonstrators left? There was tons of litter and trash all over the place. I thought these people were also pro-environment. They're none of that stuff that they say they believe in. None of it. I mean, they hate gas-guzzling vehicles, but they take SUVs and buses and everything else to all these demonstration places. You know, they hate chopping down trees, but they live in a wood frame house. They don't like industry, and those who have jobs tend to work for companies that may be doing a little bit of pollution because that's just the way the industry works. And then they want to run out and tell you, hey, you've got to give up your time and your money. I don't think that's the way that works either. And people are figuring this out, and so they're walking away. If you have a judge that sits on the bench and says, well, I'm just going to set aside the First Amendment, and then you have people that walk the streets and try to pound their belief, their feeling belief into you, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a lot of people that don't agree with you, that don't even like you, and those who once did are going to walk away from you because they realize just how much of a hypocrite, fake, phony, lacking in sense that you have and are. Anyway, we're out of time for today. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, as always, search for the truth. I'm Rod Eccles. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press keep the mouths tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.